Exclusive: Sean Spicer on Fredo suspension. What Chris Cuomo did more than anything is lie to his viewers. By Robert Krajcik on December 2, 2021. Sean Spicer, the host of Newsmax's Spicer & Co., former White House press secretary and author of Radical Nation, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's Dangerous Plan for America, told Breitbart News Daily podcast host Alex Marlowe on Wednesday that CNN's Chris Cuomo lied to his audience when he denied advising his brother, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, about news media strategies to combat allegations of sexual misconduct. What Chris Cuomo did more than anything is lied to us, to his viewers, Spicer told Marlowe. I think CNN did the same, saying that there was nothing to see here, saying he wasn't advising Andrew Cuomo. That's clearly a lie. CNN suspended Chris Cuomo indefinitely after a release of his text messages revealed his use of media sources to acquire information about women accusing his brother of sexual harassment. Spicer remarked, "What I have is a problem with the fact that CNN lied about it." Chris Cuomo went on air, said, "It wasn't like I was an advisor to my brother, and he was. The text messages show it." He then lied, "Well, I'm not covering him. We know that was a lie." CNN said that they were satisfied with his answers, he continued. This is supposed to be an organization that prides itself on its investigative news reporting and couldn't either find the facts or didn't want to. CNN markets itself as a politically objective and nonpartisan news media outlet. It previously branded itself the most trusted name in news. Spicer concluded, "The big problem that I have with all that is the sanctimonious attitude of CNN, where they're better than everybody. They admonish everybody for lying and not being straight, and yet this comes out." The Breitbart News Daily podcast is available for listening and download via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.